High school girls softball play last night. The tournament continued last night for some teams who saw their games rained out earlier. In Class 1A Region 7 first round action last night, it was Griswold defeating Cam 3-1. Lennox beat Bedford 13-3. Also in Class 1A Region 8 first round play, Woodbine, a winner over Whiting 2-1. Boyer Valley defeats West Harrison 12-0. And it was Adair Casey advancing with a 4-2 win over Guthrie Center. In Class 2A Region 8 first round play last night, Southwest Valley defeats Audubon by a final of 12-2. Now in regular season softball last night, Denison took a pair from Glenwood 7-5 and 3-2 the scores. Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 10-0. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 17-1. Abe Lincoln a winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic by a final of 2-1. Now the girls' postseason softball play continues tonight. 1A and 2A in action, and 3A gets underway tonight as well. In Class 3A, in Region 8 quarterfinals tonight, Atlantic will be at home. After a 30-10 regular season, Atlantic will host Clarinda in a quarterfinal round Class 3A game tonight. 7 o'clock, the first pitch. Also at Shenandoah tonight, Red Oak will visit. East Sac County goes to Kemper Catholic, and Pocahontas area plays at Greene County in Region 8. Those are all 7 o'clock start times tonight. In Class 2A Region 8 quarterfinals this evening, AHSTW will play at IKM Manning. Southwest Valley is at Nottoway Valley. Tri-Center plays at Missouri Valley. St. Albert will play at Trainer tonight. Those are all 7 o'clock start times. Also in Class 1A Region 7 quarterfinal round play tonight, Lennox will play at Exira EHK tonight. That's a 5:30 start. Also a 5:30 start time as Griswold is on the road at Glidden-Ralston this evening. Stanton will play Essex tonight. That game at Sydney, and that's a 7 o'clock start. And also Fremont Mills is at Logan Magnolia. That's a 7 o'clock first pitch as well. In Class 1A Region 8 quarterfinal round play tonight, Adair Casey is at Newell Fonda. Riverside plays at Charter Oak Ute. Boyer Valley is at Westwood. Woodbine visits Woodbury Central. Those are all 7 o'clock starts with the winners all moving on in girls softball postseason play. Boys baseball regular season action last night saw Audubon beat Southwest Valley 11-1. Underwood over AHSTW in 9 innings, 8-6. Earlham beat Adair Casey 4-0. IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 3-0. Lewis Central topping Logan Magnolia 11-1. Missouri Valley beat IKM Manning 2-1. It was Nishnabotna over Riverside 5-4 in 8 innings. Orient Maxburg beat Guthrie Center 2-1. Trainer over Lennox 3-2. Harlan beating Clarinda 10-1. Lamar's beat Glenwood 10-2. Bedford 15-0 over Clarinda Academy. Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic twice, 3-1 and 6-5 the scores. Creston over Winterset 2-1. Denison beat Shenandoah 4-3. It was Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 16-7. Pleasantville beat Nottoway Valley 8-1. Sydney over Underwood in 8 innings 6-5. Stanton beat East Union 7-6. West Central Valley topping Woodward Academy 13-1. West Central Valley also beat Glidden-Ralston 1-0. West Harrison over Whiting 16-5. West Harrison also beat Boyer Valley in the completion of a suspended game 9-4. East Mills over Essex 12-2. East Sac County beat Arweva 4-2. South Central Calhoun over Coon Rapids Bayard 11-3. Sioux City East beat Thomas Jefferson 14-3 in boys baseball. Addison Russell hit a tying single and scored during a 3-run rally in the 7th inning, and the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 last night to complete a day-night doubleheader sweep. The Cubs won the opener 7-4 behind a strong start by Jake Arrieta and then came back late in the nightcap to beat the NL Central leaders for just the fourth time in 12 games. Chicago scored 3 in the 7th to grab a 4-2 lead, with Cardinals reliever Seth Maness getting ejected after giving up the tying single and his replacement Kevin Segrist allowing 2 more runs. Travis Wood pitched a scoreless 7th inning. Hector Rondon retired the side in the 8th. Jason Mott gave up an RBI single to pinch hitter Tony Cruz in the 9th, but he escaped with his 5th save and as many chances after Matt Carpenter fouled out and Johnny Peralta grounded into a force to end the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Washington 5-0. Pittsburgh over San Diego 3-2. Atlanta beat Milwaukee 4-3. Philadelphia down the LA Dodgers 7-2. And San Francisco beat the New York Mets 3-0. Alcides Escobar hit a bases-loaded double. Alex Gordon matched a career high with 4 RBIs, and the Kansas City Royals cruised to a 7-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays Tuesday and that's a sweep of their day-night doubleheader. Escobar fell behind 0-2 against Brandon Gomes in the sixth before battling back to a full count on the 11th pitch of that at-bat. Escobar yanked a fair ball just down the third baseline, emptying the bases and breaking a one-all deadlock. Brandon Finnegan, Luke Hoshaver, and Ryan Madsen made the lead stand up in relief of Royal starter Edinson Volquez, who allowed only John Jaso's homer in five innings. The victory in Game 2 came after Paulo Orlando hit a ninth-inning grand slam to give Kansas City a 9-5 win in the opener. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Oakland over the New York Yankees in 10 innings, 4-3. Cleveland beat Houston 2-0. Minnesota over Baltimore 8-3. Toronto down Chicago 2-1. Seattle beat Detroit in 11 innings, 7-6. In interleague play yesterday, it was Boston over Miami 4-3. Arizona beat Texas 4-2. LA Angels over Colorado by a 10-2 final. Angels first baseman Albert Pujols says he will participate in the All-Star Home Run Derby in Cincinnati next Monday. Pujols said he wanted to be a part of the competition after being picked for the AL All-Star team this week. He'll start the game in place of Detroit's Miguel Cabrera, who went on the disabled list for the first time in his 13-year career with a strained calf. Well, top seed Serena Williams will lock horns with number 4 Maria Sharapova in the Wimbledon women's semifinals on Thursday. Both needed three sets to earn victories yesterday. Williams dropped her opening set and trailed 2-0 in the second before winning the next seven games in a 3-6, 6-2, 6-3 triumph over number 21 Victoria Azarenka. Williams is still in line to complete a single-season Grand Slam after winning the Australian Open and the French Open titles. Sharapova advanced with a 6-3, 6-7, 6-2 win over first-time Grand Slam quarterfinalist Coco Vandeweghe. The road to the final will be tough for Sharapova, who is 2-17 lifetime against Williams and has dropped their last 16 meetings. The other semifinal match will have 13th-seeded Agnieszka Radwanska against Garbiñ Muguruza. Radwanska was a 7-6, 3-6, 6-3 winner against American and 13th seed Madison Keys, while Muguruza beat Tomea Baczynski 7-5 and 6-3. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic has moved into the quarterfinals, completing a 6-7, 6-7, 6-1, 6-4, and 7-5 comeback win over Kevin Anderson. That match was suspended at two sets all by darkness on Monday, and the two had to endure a brief delay at the restart due to rain. Djokovic has a date with reigning U.S. Open champ Marin Cilic in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. Today's Wimbledon schedule is highlighted by men's quarterfinal action. Top seed Novak Djokovic will take on Cilic in the second match on center court after third seed Andy Murray faces Vasek Pospisil. Second seed Roger Federer battles Gilles Simon, and number 4 Stan Wawrinka goes up against Richard Gasquet in the other quarterfinal matches. And a week from now, Jordan Spieth will begin his quest to win the third leg of golf's Grand Slam at the British Open, but the 21-year-old is back in the Quad Cities this week, getting set for tomorrow's start of the John Deere Classic. Spieth has already won the Masters and the U.S. Open, and with a win next week in Scotland, he would become the first player since Ben Hogan in 1953 to claim the first three major tournaments.
It's nice to be back here in a place I'm familiar with and have had success in some of the best memories I've had in on the PGA Tour. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting week. I'm, you know, ready to tee it up and get going Thursday. There's a lot of noise that's been going on the last couple weeks, so I'm ready to just get inside the ropes and start playing.
Spieth doesn't believe that playing this week will hurt his chances at the British Open.
Felt like I've played well in the Open Championship the last couple years, having played at the John Deere right before and competed. It was the first year it was on the end of a 4-week stretch going over there. I just ran out of gas. And then last year I just didn't have my best stuff. I didn't even have my best stuff at the John Deere. I just kind of got through it.
Spieth became the youngest player to win a PGA Tour event in 82 years when he won the John Deere Classic in 2013. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.